On the phone now is Gloucester Fire Captain Tom LaGrande and the fire department with a busy overnight. Tom, what's going on?
Good morning, Rick. Yeah, we had a house fire on Harbor Road last night.
Okay, Harbor Road, as I'm looking at the Google Maps here, it's right along Good Harbor Beach. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. If you're at the creek looking out, it's that piece of land that sticks right out in front of you there.
Okay. So what's the details, Captain LaGrande? What time did this thing happen and what happened?
We got the call somewhere around 11 last night. We got the call originally for an outside fire that was up against the building. And upon arrival, we found that it was a two-story wood frame structure. And there was fire showing on a covered porch at the exterior of the AB. That would be the front left corner of the building. And the fire was extending up the front side of the building. The police were already on scene. They reported that all the occupants were out of the building. So the engine crew stretched a hand line, and they quickly knocked down the main body of fire.
Mm-hmm.
We sent the rescue and the ladder crews into the building to look for extension, and they found the fire was working its way up into the second floor bedroom that was directly above the exterior porch. So we had to do some pretty extensive overhaul, opening up the walls inside and out, as well as the ceilings and the floors to check for the hidden pockets of fire that we did find. So we also used our the foam, the firefighting foam that we have, and that helps to aid in the extinguishment. And due to the strong winds blowing last night, that quick knockdown prevented a more extensive damage to the building.
Yeah, I was going to say, given the conditions, the fact that the fire was inside the house and the winds, it must have been extremely hazardous last night.
Yeah, I said, fortunately, when we got there, it was just extending into the structure. It had walked its way into the walls. Another 5 or so minutes, and it would have been a different situation. But fortunately, we were able to get there in time. The occupant of the building was able to douse it a little bit. He threw a couple of buckets of water. Obviously, it was wind-fed, so it was growing. But we feel that they may have slowed it down enough that gave us that little bit extra time.
Okay. Are there other structures in the immediate vicinity, Captain LaGrande?
Yeah, there were other houses out on that point all around the loop there, but the fire was contained just to that one part of the building.
Excellent.
The occupants weren't able to stay last night, but we anticipate that they'll be able to get an electrician in there and different workers in there and isolate that part of the building. They should be back in there, I would imagine, later today.
Excellent. So no injuries, hopefully?
No, fortunately there were no injuries under the occupants or any of the firefighters.
Okay, and what time does this all wrap up, Tom?
Got back in the building around 3 o'clock in the morning. Like I said, quite a bit of overhaul was needed, opening up that corner of the building, checking it. And even after we had been there for a couple of hours, opening up, we found some embers inside the building. So sometimes those little things, you gotta take your time and make sure you get all of them.
Excellent. All right. That's Fire Captain Tom LaGrande in Gloucester. Anything else, Tom?
No, I just want to commend the crews last night. They all did an excellent job. Fortunately, it was confined to what we found, and like I said, they did a good job knocking it down quickly.